I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 on KSL. I'm Grant Nielsen in for Jeff Kaplan. Outside, overcast conditions, some rain falling around and about, and 40 degrees.
And delays eastbound I-215 Union Park to 2300 East. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The shootings in Grantsville.
A heartbreaking day for the city of Grantsville as four members of the Haney family are laid to rest. City officials say so many people took advantage of free counseling services on Tuesday, they decided to do it again today. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Grantsville with details. And Paul, do they know how many people went to grief counseling provided by the city?
They don't have any official count, Grant, but city leaders say, yeah, they had so many people that came out Tuesday, they wanted to do it again today, especially because of the pain that was going to be sparked by the funeral itself.
When I talked with the school officials that the Excelsior Academy, there was two children who went to school there, and that one there was, from what I understand, very busy.
Mayor Brent Marshall says this did not necessarily surprise him, since the community is very tight-knit and the stigma of seeking a counselor's help is slowly going away. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Developing news on KSL News Radio. Three of four lanes of eastbound I-215 are finally open after being closed for a few hours after a deadly accident. Maria Chaleos is here with the latest.
Grant, Utah Highway Patrol is still working on clearing up the scene at I-215 East at about 2300 East. That's I-215 eastbound, I should say. A woman in her 20s died when the wrong way driver struck her, and UHP tells us that driver, an 80-year-old woman, has now also died. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live with us from the scene. Kelly, how's the scene clearing up?
Well, Maria, they're almost finished clearing up the last car from the fast lane, so please be careful if you got to drive that way. Now, how did this all happen? UHP tells me that elderly woman drove up the 3300-3900 South off-ramp. Sergeant Nick Street says they don't think drugs or alcohol were involved, but
based on the individual's age, you know, we're making the assumption this is somebody who might have been confused getting on the roadway, going southbound on the northbound off-ramp.
So she was going freeway speeds for 3 or 4 miles before she hit a pickup truck, sideswiped a work van, then hit a woman in her 20s head-on near 2300 East. And that young woman was killed instantly. The other drivers, though, are okay. Live in Holiday, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Could Joe Biden get a thumbs up from a former rival? Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria, Senator Kamala Harris is said to be weighing an endorsement of Joe Biden's presidential run. That's according to a report from the New York Times. Since Harris dropped out of the race, the two remaining friendly. Biden recently saying he would even consider Harris as his vice president.
She's qualified to be president. I'd consider her for anything that she would be interested in.
Her spokesperson says no decisions have been made about the endorsement because the senator is focused on the impeachment trial. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Senator Bernie Sanders just received an endorsement himself. ABC's Avery Harper tells us who it is.
Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign is touting the endorsement of controversial comedian Joe Rogan. The podcaster said he would, quote, probably vote for Bernie in the Democratic primary. The endorsement could mean gains in support for Sanders. Rogan's audience of millions includes working class voters, many of whom were drawn to Donald Trump's rhetoric in 2016. Avery Harper, ABC News, New York.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Health officials confirmed a second U.S. case of coronavirus, this one in Chicago. Meantime, the World Health Organization is not yet calling this a global health emergency. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's because it doesn't meet the criteria.
They have a certain set of criteria, and the advisory group to them decided they didn't precisely meet that criteria. I wouldn't be surprised that as things evolve over the next few days, they'll re-meet and rethink about it and possibly change their mind.
France confirmed it has 3 cases of the virus as well. 41 people have died from the outbreak so far. China just updated that number to add those 15 fatalities all of those deaths have been in China. There's new information today on the possible symptoms of the coronavirus.
It now appears the symptoms of coronavirus are not always like the common cold. A study published in the journal Lancet finds there have been cases with people having very different symptoms: abdominal pain, fatigue, vomiting, diarrhea, major headaches, chest tightness, and conjunctivitis. It now appears that coronavirus causes similar symptoms to severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS. These are early findings, and we're warned they could change.
Well, that is the soundtrack to Senator Mike Lee. He was caught on video riding a scooter in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. The senator posted the series of videos on his Instagram story. He was riding the scooter because he had to rush from the March of Life to the impeachment trial in the Senate. The senator says he was running late for jury duty.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
I'm all right.
KSL News Time 5:35. Ricky Meese is in the traffic center. Any major problems?
Slowdowns on eastbound I-80. They go from I-15, even the ramps to transition from I-15 to eastbound I-80, all the way over to 2300 East, where we have a crash on the left shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After a break,